Hi, Jim Paoletta here. I want to take just a couple minutes and discuss BHRT and sleep. Sleep disturbances is a chief complaint of both sexes as they age, especially in the perimenopausal group of women. Although there are many pathological causes of sleep problems, physiological hormone balance is a major issue affecting sleep patterns as patients age. Women in general report significant improvement in sleep quality with hormonal therapies. As described in my podcast on BHRT and brain function, estrogen helps regulate and maintain balance for different neurotransmitters. A deficiency of estrogen causes a significant decrease in serotonin secretion, leading to anxiety, depression, and sleep disturbances. The decrease in female sex hormones, particularly progesterone, may partly be responsible for nocturnal breathing disorders because progesterone has respiratory stimulant properties. The lack of estrogen has indirect importance in breathing as well, because progesterone receptors are estrogen dependent. Changes in CNS related circadian hormones such as growth hormone, prolactin, cortisol, or melatonin are age dependent, and menopause and decreased estrogen levels may add to these alterations. These hormones are involved in sleep regulation, and all their levels except cortisol decrease after menopause, while cortisol levels increase. Increased cortisol levels after menopause have been closely correlated to sleep disturbances. Progesterone and its metabolites bind directly to GABA receptors, resulting in increased relaxation and improved sleep patterns. Progesterone is often administered orally to help sleep by producing a greater amount of the metabolites that interact with the GABA receptor to produce relaxation and drowsiness. Although melatonin is most often thought of in terms of producing sleep, the primary physiological function of melatonin is to convey information concerning the daily cycle of light and darkness to body physiology. Evidence shows that melatonin stabilizes and strengthens coupling of circadian rhythms, especially at core temperature and sleep-wake rhythms. The circadian organization of other physiological functions could depend upon the melatonin signal, for instance, immune, antioxidative defenses, hemostasis, glucose regulation. An alteration in the melatonin secretion pattern could increase predisposition to disease, add to the severity of symptoms, or modify the course and outcome of many disorders. So as you can see, hormone balance plays an important part in relation to the sleep disorders that many patients experience as they get older. In future podcasts, we'll explore some of the other options, nutritional and lifestyle, that affect sleep patterns too. Thank you.